This is Wild About Utah.
Having witnessed people in poverty, as well as starving animals, I can never condone the fascination some Americans have with hot dog eating contests. Yet humans are poor competitors when compared to some members of the animal kingdom. To simplify the math, let's say you weigh 100 pounds. Imagine eating 150 pounds of food every day just to maintain your energy level. I have about 20 guests at my home near Logan right now that eat 1.5 times their body weight every day, and they've been doing it for months. Hummingbirds. We have a good mix of broad-tailed, black-chinned, and rufous hummingbirds that are busy at our feeders from early morning until 9 p.m. Those three are the most common species in Utah, although others like the Anas, Cossas, and Calliopes are seen in our southern regions. And even though we have plenty of feeding stations at our home, it's interesting how they will usually try to scare each other off each time they approach a feeder. I keep telling them to share, but they won't listen to me. Their need for food makes sense due to their tremendous expenditure of energy. Their heart rates are the fastest of any bird species at about 500 beats per minute when resting, and 1,200 beats per minute when flying. And their wings beat up to 90 times per second. Even their breathing is race-paced at 250 breaths per minute. They basically need to refuel constantly. Speaking about flying, they can go forward, backward, and even upside down. And while their speed can approach nearly 50 miles per hour, they don't shirk at long distances. They winter in the tropics, but some will travel up to 2,500 miles one way to breed in Canada and Alaska. Some scientists are concerned about rising temperatures because flowers are blooming earlier in the northern areas, which means that food source may be gone when the hummingbirds arrive. While they also eat insects, you can attract hummingbirds to your yards with the right plants. They like nectar plants like columbines, honeysuckle, penstemon, paintbrush, bleeding hearts, and trumpet vines. You can also supplement those nectar sources with feeders. They're attracted to the color red, but don't buy commercial food mixes that have food coloring in them because it is harmful to them. And never use honey or artificial sweeteners. Just boil 4 parts water to 1 part white granulated sugar. Let it cool and fill your feeders. And in most cases, if you fill it, they will come. If you're lucky, the little guys may like your wildlife habitat so much they may even nest there, although those are difficult to see since they aren't much larger than a quarter. They generally lay 2 eggs about the size of navy beans, but please don't disturb the little nest or the chicks. Plant the correct flowers, nesting habitat, and put up feeders, and you may experience one of nature's flying wonders, the hummingbird.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Hellstrom, and I am wild about Utah.